Blog Talk Radio.
I feel a special anointing in this place. The glory fills this place. Could you just, for just a moment, with the fruit of your lips, just begin to thank God? Come on, in your own words, if he's been good to you. If it wasn't for his grace, you wouldn't even be here tonight, but he's been good to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. I dare you to just give him the praise. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, please don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. You gotta tell it for yourself. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, please don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. Come on, help me say.
You mean it?
If you wanna be included, anybody wanna be included, I wanna be in the name of Jesus.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless and praise God. Hallelujah for that song this morning. Amen. Praise God. Don't do it without me, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I know you got a lot of people to take care of, Lord, but Lord, let me be in that number. Amen. Praise God. We know that God is good. Amen. Praise God. We thank and praise God for this morning. This is the morning that he has made. Amen. He said we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we thank and praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, for Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. Amen. This morning you are on the air with no other than the one and only, amen, Apostle Carolyn McNeil this morning in our Sunday morning service. Amen. Praise God. With the pastors, our Pastor Matthew McNeil as well. Amen. Praise God. We thank praise God this morning. Amen. Thank you for allowing me to come into your homes this morning, wherever you may be standing at. Amen. Praise God. We know that God is all over the place. Amen. Praise God. So we thank and praise God for you, and you. Amen, for allowing me, amen, to come where you're at, amen, under the sound of my voice this morning, amen, praise God. So we thank and praise God this morning, amen. I am excited for what the Lord is doing in this season, amen. Today, I just realized this morning, amen, this is my 12th year pastoral anniversary, amen, of serving the people of God. And I thank God for his grace. I thank him for his mercy. Amen. Praise God. Because many have fallen off, amen, in the body of Christ. And they're just, you know, just laid back. Amen. Praise God. But I thank God that he's given me the ability to stand on the wall. Amen. Praise God. And to minister to his people. Glory to God day by day. Yes, Holy Spirit, you know, praying, and glory to God, ministering, and just, you know, blessing God's people. Amen. Praise God. So I thank God this morning for what he has placed on the inside of me. Amen. Praise God. And I just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus. I just want to take time to give God some glory this morning. I just want to take time, amen, to say thank you, Father, for blessing me, gracing me, giving me the opportunity to come before you day by day, Lord Jesus, because I, yes, Holy Spirit, I take it not robbery, amen, praise God, that when God called me, amen, rain, sleet, snow, whatever it may be, amen, praise God, hallelujah, and God say, go, I go, amen. So it's nobody but the Lord Jesus Christ that stands up on the inside of me when I'm sick, when my voice is out, praise God, he's still yet blessing, amen. So I just want to say thank you, Father, for gracing me, glory to God, because he could have picked anybody. My God, I give him glory. But Lord, I thank you that you picked me up and hallelujah and thought worthy of me to serve. Hallelujah. Glory to God, and come before you on this Sunday morning. Glory to God. Well, with that being said, people of God, I want to go to the word of God this morning. God has a word for us. Amen. Praise God. I want to thank all the ones, amen, that was able to come on Zoom when I was teaching on the other night. Praise God. Hallelujah. On Friday night. Thank God for all the ones, and some of my family came on, praise God. So I thank God, some of the old, you know, some of the people, amen, that I raised up, amen, that God used me to raise up as a pastor, they came on, praise God. So thank you all for, you know, just coming on with me, amen, to support, amen, praise God. But this morning, people, God, you are here with me. So let us go, amen, to the word of God. Let us go to Mark, the 10th chapter, And I want to start at the 46th verse. Amen. Hallelujah. Today, amen. We're pursuing Jesus. How many still pursuing Jesus? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. The power of faith. The power of faith. Amen. Praise God. Pursuing Jesus. The Bible says in Mark 10, starting at verse number 46, it says, "Now they came to Jericho. And as he went out of Jericho with his disciple and a great multitude, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the road begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, 'Jesus, my God, I give him glory, Son of David, have mercy on me.' Then many warned him to be quiet, but he cried out all the more, 'Son of David, have mercy on me.' So Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. Then they called the blind man, saying to him, 'Be of good cheer. Rise. He is calling you.' And throwing aside his garment, he rose and came to Jesus. So Jesus answered and said unto him, 'What do you want me to do for you?' The blind man said to him, 'Rabboni, that I may receive my sight.' Then Jesus said to him, 'Go your way. Your faith has made you well.' And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus on the road." People of God, hallelujah, we thank God. Amen. Glory to God for the reading of his word. The ability to see what others can't, to receive what never before existed. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. Recognize that Jesus is near. Blind Bartimaeus, you need to have a fresh encounter with him. Something happens when Jesus is near. Faith and hope and the promise of new possibilities arise in the heart of those who encounters him. Here is a story this morning. Jesus, the disciple, and the large crowd was actually leaving the city of Jericho. And nearby sat Bartimaeus, blind and begging. The blind man heard that it was Jesus that was passing by and heading out of the city. His window of opportunity was rapidly closing. What was he to do? Should Jesus continue on his way, Bartimaeus would remain in the same sorry and tragic state he had spent his entire life in. Yet something was happening in the heart. Well, I want to talk to us this morning. In the heart of this blind man, he had heard about Jesus. That by his command, the deaf could hear. The dead was raised. And yes, the blind could see. And now for Bartimaeus, incredibly, that one, the hope of Israel, the son of David, my God, I give him glory, is walking by. Jesus is near. Yes, Holy Ghost. So I want to tell us today, someone around you, you need to recognize that Jesus is near. He's right here with you. He's right there with you. Perhaps you feel like Bartimaeus felt overlooked, forgotten about by God, mistreated by life, harshly labeled. After all, he is known as blind Bartimaeus. His became his name. And his disability became his name. In a constant sadness, sitting and watching life streak by, yet I declare to you that this same Jesus, come on, Holy Spirit, that drew near to the blind man is in our text today. And glory to God, and he's with you every day, passing by, glory to God, every day of your life. I know that Jesus is near. Come on, Holy Spirit. Jesus said this in Matthew 8 and 20, where two or three come together in my name, there I am with them. I'm in the midst. Come on, Holy Spirit. Where there are people, the people of God worshiping him in spirit and truth, exalting him to the highest place, there is Jesus. The Bible declares in Psalms 22 and 3 that he inhabits or enthrones upon the praises of his people. Glory to God. I love that great worship song, glory to God, hallelujah, majesty, majesty, because it defines what is verse and Psalms mean, where his majesty is worshiped and exalted. Kingdom authority will flow from his throne, people of God, unto his own. Salvation, healing, deliverance, grace, and peace, and true hope, and faith, and love, and compassion flows fully and freely throughout his churches, bringing life to all who are touched by the flow. This flow is the anointing we read about in Isaiah 61. Come on, Holy Spirit. Quoted in Luke 4. Said, the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me. Because what? Because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty. Come on, to proclaim freedom from the captive and release darkness from the prisoner, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the days of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them the crown of beauty instead of ashes, come on, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of the spirit of heaviness, meaning despair. We say thank you, Jesus, because the word of God is true. I think by now we know that there is a difference between the omnipresent of God and the manifestation presence of God. Just because God is everywhere does not mean that he discloses himself everywhere. There are times and seasons determined by our sovereign God when he draws near. Yet there is one other factor we need to throw in there, that God is attracted by those who passionately pursue him. Consider this morning that Jesus taught of three realms, amen, of prayer. Glory to God. In Matthew 7, glory to God, Jesus said, ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will open unto you. For some of the things we face, it takes more than asking, more than seeking. Greater level of crisis and of need require a greater response towards God. Here, Bartimaeus had to persistently and passionately knock in order to enter into the new season with God. Anybody knocking for your new season with God? Amen. Praise God. Another reason I think we fail to recognize the times of visitation is that there are times that we are blinded in life and cannot see Jesus for ourselves. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. Glory to God. We think about all the problems, everything that's going on, praise God. And what happens is, amen, when we go through the fire, amen, of affliction, where glory to God, as God was speaking before, amen, glory to God, it's impossible sometimes to see that God is there, because you feel like, amen, that God is not there. But Bartimaeus, glory to God, glory to God, he knew, praise God, I got to knock, I got to ask, I got to seek, I got to get to him. In other words, when we pursue him passionately, sometimes our season begins to change. Jesus. My God, I give him glory. Bartimaeus couldn't see Jesus for himself. So of the day and the weariness of life can temporarily blind us or numb our sense that we cannot perceive the nearness of God. Stop Bartimaeus. Why should it stop us? When you can't see, feel, or sense the presence of God, that is the time to find someone who can trust, who can sense his presence. When this witness tells you he's close, he's here. Just like I'm telling you this morning, amen, he's close, he's here. Take them for the word and go for, begin to lift your hands and cry out to him in and by faith. Man, more than the entire city, and delayed deity long enough for a miracle. Today, I want to be the one to tell you that Jesus is near. This is how you enter into a new season with God. You hear that Jesus is near. Somebody say, I'm entering into my new season, my new season. I'm coming into my new season because I believe that Jesus is near. Jesus, glory to God, Jesus is near. And if Jesus is near, anything can happen. My God, I give him glory. For as you encounter the one who is there, you will begin to see by faith the possibility of things you only dreamed of or thought could never be possible. Next, we will consider what must be our response. If Jesus is near, you must refuse to let him pass you by. That the song says, please, Lord, don't do it without me. Praise God. Hallelujah. I refuse to let Jesus pass me by in my season that I am in right now. And I'm talking to somebody. Somebody say, I believe my God is near me. Praise God. And I refuse to let him go. I will wrestle with him. Glory to God. Glory to God. Until he blessed me. When he heard that it was Jesus Nazareth, he began to shout, Jesus, hey, my God, I give him glory. Son of David, have mercy on me. Many rebuked him and told him to be quiet. But he shouted all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. Like Bartimaeus, you must cry out until you are heard. Don't give up, people of God. Glory to God. Well, I've been praying for a month. I've been praying for 2 months. I've been praying for a year. I've been praying for 3 years. Praise God. I don't care how long you've been praying. Amen. Praise God. We know that Jesus will break through. Even if the breakthrough comes, glory to God, today or next week or next month, for out of this breakthrough from your encounter with Jesus, somebody needs an encounter with Jesus. Faith will come that can move mountains. In other words, move out every obstacle that stands in your way. Hear the passion. The Bartimaeus is heard. He began to shout, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Believing God without an encounter with him, without having a visitation. It is not enough to know that Jesus is near. You must, like Bartimaeus, refuse to let him pass you by. This morning, praise God, God, I don't want you to pass me by. Your pursuit must be with intensity. For the scripture says that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. We have this sure promise, church, that respond to our active, passion, intense pursuit of him. This is how things work in the kingdom of God. It is his passionate, a passionate encounter where you pour your heart out to him, perhaps with many tears. And finally, there is a breaking. Oh, my God, I give him glory. And his presence and his nearness of his glory floods your spirit. It is in the encounter with Jesus that faith is conceived. And then to your heart comes the reality of the possibility of faith coming into existence that never existed before. In your pursuit of Jesus, you have come close to your natural eyes in order to see by faith. See, it's with your eyes of faith that you see Jesus. See, he was blind. Come on, Holy Spirit. Blind Bartimaeus saw something even disciples didn't see. The crowd, and yes, even the disciples were limited to what their eyes and natural mind could tell them. Another time, Jesus was feeding the 5,000 and wanted to see what revelation they were operating by. He told the disciples, go feed them. Philip answered, where could we get bread out of here in this remote place? Come on. He considered his situation without considering what God could do for them. You see, his answer was a calculation from the mind that was under a limited understanding. He made a deduction based upon the limitation of humanity and concluded by his confession that the situation was hopeless. Where could we get bread out of here? Jesus is passing by. Come on, Holy Spirit. See, he was right there with them. That is why the disciples wanted to spend and send the people out late in the evening to find their own food. But I'm sure that Jesus wanted to say to him, by now. Is God talking to somebody here this morning? Don't you know me by now? Hey, my God, I give him glory. Don't you know what I can do and that all things are possible to those who believe? Philip needed an explanation of Jesus and that all things are possible to those who believe. See, sometimes, praise God, hallelujah, we can't go on the word of God. Sometimes we need another revelation. See, they needed another revelation of Jesus. Even though Jesus was right there with them, who in the glory to God on this line today, glory to God, need another revelation? Jesus said, I'll bring you out, I'll heal you, I'll deliver you, I will make you free, I'll bring you to salvation, hallelujah, I will bless you above measure. You can be the head and not the tail, the lender and not the bar, above and not beneath, hallelujah, I will give you land that you never did. You revelation? Here, with the issue of blood said in her heart, come on, Holy Spirit, if I only touch the hem of his garment, if I only touch the fringe of his robe, I'll be healed. She saw something that others missed. Do you think she was knocking? She was in active pursuit of Jesus. My God, I give him glory. Many touched the Lord in that crowd that day. But one person touched Jesus with faith, and only one went away healed and made whole. Likewise, Bartimaeus was the only one we know of that received anything from the Lord in the town that day because he refused to let Jesus pass him by. Seeing by faith is seeing the possibilities of things that have never existed before. See, I believe, come on, I want somebody to start believing what's in your heart. Start believing by faith that something, glory to God, that's in my heart that never existed, the reality is a possibility that God can do anything but fail. When Bartimaeus heard that it was Jesus passing by in his spirit, he saw the possibility of seeing becoming a reality. He had to see it by faith. before he could receive his sight. He saw by faith that others could not see about Jesus, but also saw the reality of what was before impossible. That he, Bartimaeus, the blind man, could receive his sight. You see, the Bible defines faith. Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith, we talked about that before. Amen. Praise God. It's God pouring faith in us this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. I say us because, amen, the word came to me first. Amen. Praise God. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. I don't see it, God, but I believe it. God, I don't see, praise God, yet God told her about Saya, but I believe you, God. So whatever you're asking God for, glory to God, make a picture of faith. If you got to put it on your mirror, make a picture of faith, praise God. God, I thank you for my healing. God, I thank you for my deliverance. God, I thank you for my new home. God, I thank you for my new car. God, I thank you for my promotion. See, if you see it, hey, call me. Faith operates in the now. It may take some time for your faith to grow and take root beneath the surface in the spiritual realm, beyond where the natural eye can see, and even beyond feelings. But it will come to pass. Your eyes will see it. Come on, people of God. Come on. You know, I realize, praise God, hallelujah, as we come and I hear the spirit of the living God, glory to God, glory to God. When we was in the world, glory to God, hallelujah, and we didn't have no food and we sat there, praise God, hallelujah. I'm talking to somebody, glory to God. But you wasn't in Christ at the time, praise God. And you believe, glory to God, that somebody is coming to bless me. I'm going to say a cheesesteak. How about that? With a cheesesteak or something, some french fries or something to eat, praise God. But because of your faith level was so high, glory to God, God met your need, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. I've heard, praise God, that some people, amen, glory to God, has whole families, nothing to eat in the covenant, no food in the refrigerator, but they still set the table believing that God going to show up. Oh, my God, I give them glory. And fill those plates by faith. You set that table. Come on, Holy Spirit. Glory to God. And you knew that somebody is going to come and bless you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Some days, praise God, you might have sat there and you know you had to be somewhere. Praise God. Somebody got some transportation. Praise God. I believe, God, that God is going to touch somebody's heart. Glory to God. To come get me, to take me where I got to go because I can't get there on my own. I believe, God, hallelujah, that is only dust in my pocket, lead in my pocket, but I believe, God, that God is going to touch somebody's heart. My God, I give them glory that though my sick go to the Messiah to bless me, amen, praise God, that I will not go without, praise God. That's when Jesus passes by. Can I talk to us this morning? My God, I give it glory. See, you got to look through the eyes of faith. I thank you, God, for my healing. I thank you for my deliverance. I thank you for making me free. I thank you for delivering me from the spirit of fear. I thank you, Lord God, that you're raising my kids up. I thank you, God, that you're blessing my family. I thank you, God. Yes, Holy Ghost. See, you got to get to the point where you start even thanking God for what you see. Glory to God with your spiritual eyes, not knowing that God is going to do it. God, I thank you for saving that husband. I thank you for saving that wife. I believe by faith that you're going to do it. Then you know when Jesus passes by. But even so, faith is a present reality. Hallelujah. Remember getting baptized by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. The word of God. Hallelujah. Going forth. Sitting down. And all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit by faith. Hallelujah. Knew I wanted to be filled with the power of the Holy Ghost. I just told on the Lord of Messiah. I'm talking to the ones that want to be filled today. Hallelujah. By faith, I believe. Hallelujah, that I'm going to get filled with the power of the Holy Ghost. Now, faith is, don't wait until you have it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. to have it. Glory to God. You have to have it before you even have it. Can I talk to us today? Praise God. Jesus said, when you pray, believe that you have received those things you asked for, and you shall have them. It is not enough to pray. We must pray and believe. Come on, Holy Spirit. You will know when faith is alive in your heart. There will be a witness, a feeling in your spirit, and an understanding that somehow God dropped into your heart. If you are not sure, then go back to him again until the distance is closed and faith breaks through in your heart. The witness of faith will be birthed in your spirit during a fresh encounter with Jesus. Somebody say, I'm going to get a fresh encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. Free refusing to let Jesus pass by means you have to persist to overcome the unbelief of the crowd. The Bible says in Mark 10:48, many rebuked him and told him to be quiet. But he shouted all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. Who's asking God today to have mercy on them? I know I am. Lord, have mercy on me. The crowd will be against you one moment and for you the next. Don't be surprised when others don't see what you see. Even well-meaning believers will look at you like you're crazy when they hear your confession of your faith. Maybe even, glory to God, your husband or your wife, your best friend, praise God, even sometimes the pastor. The Bible says that the crowd and even the disciples severely rebuked Bartimaeus, commanding him to be quiet. But this caused Bartimaeus to cry out all the louder by faith, by faith, by faith, by faith. He became more determined because he knew it was his time for an encounter with the one who does miracles. Nothing was going to stop him from receiving it. One translation even said that Bartimaeus cried out, had compassion on me now. Do not quit. It is time for a season of knocking. Do not let Jesus pass you by this day. You and I cannot afford to stay the same another day. These are the days of tremendous things because of his visitation. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Yet so many are enslaved to the opinion of the crowd. Their lives tossed violently upon the ways of what others think. Do you want to be a millionaire? Praise God, hallelujah. A consistent can act. Yes, Holy Ghost. And we know, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, the crowd. What does the crowd say? You asking God, Lord, I want to be a blessing. I want you to bless me that I could be a blessing for others, Lord Jesus. Glory to God, the contestants can ask the crowd of what they think is right answer questions for you, praise God. They break it down, praise God, hallelujah. But so many are confused today because they are trying to please so many other people. Oh, come on, somebody. One hears the opinion of a mother or Uncle Frank or a boss, amen, praise God, or the best friend since childhood. And then there is sometimes, praise God, and I'm going to say this, praise God, because we don't go to psychics and we don't go to horoscope. They don't tell us what God wants to tell us, amen, praise God. You are dipping and dabbing in something demonic when you do that, and you're causing a spirit to come after you when you do that, praise God, because now they want and grasp you in, praise God. We go to the word of God. We go to the throne of God. Are you enslaved to what others think or many voices of the crowd? Praise God, hallelujah. They tell you, I remember, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. There was a woman, I went to visit my husband one time, praise God, and we wasn't even married at the time, praise God, hallelujah. But glory to God, the woman told him, oh, no. See, he was looking at a book, and he was looking at these shoes in the book, praise God. I don't know why God is sharing this, praise God, but it just came to me, praise God. And he's looking at these shoes, and they was nice shoes, amen. And she said, oh, no, you would never get them. And I looked at her, praise God, hallelujah. And just like another woman, praise God, she told me, praise God, I went to a house and I looked at this house and glory to God, walk around this house. And she told me, you'll never be able to afford something like this. But see, that's what the people tells us, amen, praise God. Right now, praise God, my husband do own a pair of shoes, just like the one the lady said that she could not have, glory to God, that he could not have, amen, praise God, hallelujah. So we got to be careful at the voices that we hear. Well, so you ain't going to never get healed. You ain't going to never get delivered. You ain't going to never have that. You ain't going to never do that. Glory to God. Be careful of the crowd and the voices that we encounter. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They're not speaking faith. They don't see through the eyes of faith. And I'm talking to somebody, glory to God, that got somebody around them, praise God, that don't want them to get to the next level in life. Don't want them to go to the next rim in life. Don't want their children to be blessed. Don't want their finances to be blessed. And I'm talking to somebody out there, praise God, that you got to believe, God, that God is passing by you today. You got to believe that God is touching you today. You got to believe that God is moving in your life. God is clearing debt. God is doing this. He's turning things around. Glory to God. At the blink of an eye, he can do it in a moment of time. It is time to break free. Hey, my God, I give you glory. From what others think and say. Can you see Jesus with faith eyes? Hey, my short total double hood of a thunder. Do not let the crowd stop you. Can you hear his voice, or do you hear the crowd or even the disciples? There is only one voice that matters in the end of the day. And it is the voice of the Lord himself. Oh, Jesus is near. Refuse to let him pass you by this morning. Because Bartimaeus persisted and did not allow the crowd or even the disciples to extinguish his shout or his faith. The Bible says in verse 49 that Jesus stopped. Come on, Holy Ghost. My God, I give it glory. See, when you get the attention of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible said that when he shouted out, have mercy upon me, glory to God, the Bible says Jesus stopped in his track. Glory to God. What a wonderful word of hope for us this day, praise God. Jesus is passing by, yet the blind beggar touches the heart of the Master, the Messiah, the great I am. Glory to God. Not only does he stop, he calls Bartimaeus to himself. Me, he says. He's calling me. Have you ever noticed sometimes, praise God, glory to God, people catch you by surprise and, who, me? Me? You said you're going to bless me? Me? Glory to God. Who? Me? Yes, you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Jesus is passing by. The Bible says in Mark 10:49, Jesus stopped and said, call him. Hey, my God, I give him glory. So they called the blind man. Cheer up. On your feet. He's calling you. Throwing his cloak aside, he jumped to his feet and came to Jesus. In order to pursue Jesus, you have to throw off your outer garment of excuses. Hey, come on, Holy Ghost. Bartimaeus threw off his outer garment, jumped up, and came to Jesus. What does the outer garment signify? Some have a hard time coming to Jesus because they are wrapped up in excuses, reason and fear, guilt and grief. Come on, Holy Ghost. Throw it off today. My God, I give it glory. You know that you are all tied up when you can explain with a great detail how you think it would happen. You are so accustomed to being in a poor condition that you have gotten used to it, and you think that it will never change. You think that you are not worthy to receive anything from God because of your past. Throw off the Holy Ghost. For the outer garment signifies a natural mindset of unbelief. That's what you need God to do, is just to do difficult. God, I need you to do something, but it seems so difficult. Glory to God. Is God talking to us this morning? Is there are too many reasons why it couldn't happen? It's time to throw off the outer garment. Throw it off and jump up. Faith in the belly leaps within Bartimaeus, and so he jumps up. Come on, jump up, people of God. Get out of that place. Glory to God. He jumps up and down and throw off and jumps up and down. Praise God. This is my time. Yell it. Rejoice. He's calling you. Praise God. This is my time. Somebody shout, this is my time. This is my season where Jesus will come. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. This is my season. Somebody shout, this is my season. This is the time, praise God, that Jesus is going to show up. This is my time, amen, that I'm going to throw off all my unbelief. This is the time, praise God, glory to God. I'm not going to lean to my own understanding, but all my ways, I'm going to acknowledge him, and he's going to direct my path. I am going to be blessed. Come on, Holy Ghost. Receive the desire of your heart. When you recognize that Jesus is there and refuses to let him pass by, he will give you the desires of your heart. The Bible says in Mark 10:51, what do you want me to do for you? Jesus asked him. The blind man said, Rabbi, I want to see. Come on, Holy Spirit. Glory to God. Rabbi, I want to see. Anybody want to see? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. He said, I want to see. The Bible says, the next verse, go, said Jesus. Your faith has healed you. Immediately, he received his sight and followed Jesus along the road. Here, what do you want me to do for you? This is what Jesus said to Bartimaeus. This is the sweet moment for him. It is the moment when God rewards persistent faith. The word gushes out of his mouth of the blind man. Rabbi, I want to see. What is it that you need Jesus to do for you? What do you want me to do for you? Can you see the possibilities? Open up your sanctified imagination and begin to see the possibilities of something coming into existence that never existed before. Something that you have longed for Jesus to do in your life. Something that you've given up on, or that others told you couldn't never have or never happen. This is your time, saith the Lord. What is it? What will you believe God for? You will have his attention. Jesus is near, and he delights to do for you what you can't do for yourself. Jesus is near, and he delights to do for you what only he can do. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank and praise our God, hallelujah, for his grace and for his mercy. We thank God, hallelujah, for all that he is doing in our lives on today. God is merciful, people, God. Hallelujah. And know that our God is passing by, hallelujah, just to bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. He will do it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He is well able. Amen. Praise God to do it. Hallelujah, Jesus. But we got to look through the eyes of faith. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to his name. He is going to do it for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Just wait and see what the Lord is going to do. You have to believe him like you never believed him before, because he can do it. Hallelujah. As I'm talking to somebody, somebody, hallelujah, glory to God, that's trying to give up on the blessings of God. And I'm talking to somebody, hallelujah, glory to God, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God, that you have heard so many times that God, glory to God, God can do it. Ha, yes, Holy Spirit. God will wake up. God, global Lord of Messiah, your miracle just for you, praise God. The resurrected power of God, the power of God, glory to God, glory to God. Even on the cross, amen, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, glory to God. God is waking up some things in your life. My God, I give him glory. We thank God today, hallelujah, that he's waking up some things in your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This is what Jesus said to Bartimaeus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. I will reward you for your persistent faith. Your faith has made you whole. Certainly you will hear these words of accommodation, of blessing, when you recognize that Jesus is near and refuse to let him pass you by. Bartimaeus was given more than sight, come on, Holy Spirit, but received wholeness in every area of his life, all because he recognized that Jesus was near and refused to let him pass by. Hallelujah, glory to God. Look at this, praise God, hallelujah. The 10 lepers, all was cleansed. Only one was made whole, praise God, hallelujah. God knows what he's doing in your life, people of God. He knows what, glory to God, when Jesus shows up, my God, I give him glory. You can best believe, amen, praise God, that things will turn around in your life. Hallelujah. How do you know, praise God? You begin to tell God, Lord, I just thank you. And you begin, you be so much gratitude in your life because now you have seen yourself broken through. Amen, praise God. Immediately, he followed Jesus along the road. Bartimaeus became a disciple, a follower of the Lord. His compassion, his passionate pursuit for Jesus for a healing became a firm commitment of following Jesus. Have you ever, glory to God, have Jesus ever did anything for you, praise God, hallelujah, but now, glory to God, you want to serve him even more, hallelujah, because you know that your blessing only comes from the Lord and not man, because God said in his word, glory to God, I am the one that healeth thee, I am the one that give power to give wealth, I am the one that, he said, promotion comes only from me, praise God, and all of a sudden, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, you lay that cloak down, praise God, raise yourself up knowing that God is the one, amen, that's going to bring you out. God is the one that's going to touch you. God is the one that's going to deliver you. God is the one that's going to bless your family. God is going to bless the children. Glory, 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 the grandchildren, praise God, hallelujah. Because of your faith, praise God, everything that you're connected to, praise God, will be blessed, amen, praise God. Just tell me, this, glory to God, this is Jesus passing by, amen, praise God, my God, I say thank you. He said, just tell me, is that him? As Jesus passed through the gate, the blind beggar on the side of the road turned to someone standing nearby and asked the question, is that him? Just tell me, is that him? Yeah, Bartimaeus, that's him. You know how we talk, amen, praise God. We don't know how they said it, amen, praise God. Yeah, you know sometimes you get frustrated. He done hollered and had mercy, God. Oh, glory to God. He, everybody mad at him, praise God. Yeah, Bartimaeus, that's him. Then you better get up. Get out of my way because I'm about to lose my dignity. Sometime, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. Hear me, friend. You cannot preserve your dignity and seek God's face. Amen, praise God. Sometime, praise God, you snot, praise God. Sometime you cry. Sometime you shout. Sometime you lift your hands up and everybody around you get mad because you are serving God and you are blessing God. And that's where your help comes from. God, come on. I'm going to lose my dignity today, praise God. I need the Lord Jesus Christ. Move out of my way, praise God. Just like the woman with the issue of blood. She said, glory to God. If I just can touch the hem of his glove, I'm going to lose it today. You can't save your faith and seek his faith. Come on, Holy Ghost. At some point, you are going to have to lose your spiritual manners. You need to forget what you are supposed to do, when, where, and how. Hallelujah. You will have to reduce it down to the basics. Is that him? I think he's in the building. I think he's close. I don't know how you'll feel, but I refuse to let him get that close to me and pass me by. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Why don't you forget about your manners right now? It is time to lay aside your religious protocol, the things that dictate what is supposed to happen and when. God has always preferred spiritual hunger over spiritual rituals. Are you going to miss the moment? If you can feel him edging closer and closer, then don't let him get this close and pass you by. Even while reading, glory to God, and you know when the Lord is there. Ha, yes, Holy Ghost. Reading the word and doing what I was doing yesterday, praise God, hallelujah, getting this word together. I know it was the Lord, amen, praise God, because I kept speaking in tongues and raising my hands and telling them, thank you. Have mercy on me, oh God. I'm in the right place, God, I thank you. I know that you're passing by. I feel your presence. I know you're here, glory to God. Sometimes you know when the Lord is around, praise God, you raise your hand, do a shout, praise God. Lift your hands up, clap your hands, praise God. Feel the spirit of the living God upon your head, and you feel like you're on fire. Hey, quote over hood about fear. Remember that God is shopping for a place to break out. He's knocking at the door. I can almost hear say, you know what happens when I visit the church. You know what happens when I visit your house. Your house meaning your body. What's going to happen, amen, glory to God, when I visit, when I stop by. When I stop by, people of God, God says, when I stop by, things happen, praise God. Things take place. Glory to God. Things change. Healing begin to take place. Glory to God. Glory to God. Things begin to move in your favor. Amen. Praise God. The blessings of the Lord make us rich and add no sorrow. Hope deferred make the heart sick. God is near you, praise God, because he said so. You're not yet seeing what happened when, glory to God, when he makes the visitation. Open the door. Doors and let me in, saith the Lord thy God. We thank God, hallelujah, that he's near. And when he visits you, oh, come on, Holy Ghost. When he visits you, hey, glory to God, glory to God. Things begin to change in your family. Things begin to change in your finances. Things begin to change on your job. Things begin to change in your marriage. Glory to God, because he stopped by. Glory to God, that healing that you long for. He stopped by and touched. See, we got to touch. We got to be persistent and know that he's going to do the miraculous things. Glory to God, is he turning some things around for you right now? Glory to God, glory to God. He is a blessed. You're in a blessed place right now, knowing that God, glory to God, can do all that he said that he's going to do in your life, people of God. Don't you lose hope, praise God, hallelujah. You be like Brian Bartimaeus, amen, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost. If you got to throw the cloak off, oh, glory to God, unbelief got to go, impossibilities got to go. Come on, somebody. Glory to God, glory to God. What's in your imagination today, praise God? What are you longing for Jesus to do when he stopped by? Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Some people look past the money. They say, Lord, just bless me. When you just bless me, everything falls in place. My God, I give them glory. So people of God, hallelujah, glory to God. Blind Bartimaeus could not see nothing. Glory to God, but he went away. Glory to God. All cheered up. Glory to God. Jumped up on his feet, throw his cloak off. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He threw off his excuses. He threw off the fear. He threw off the guilt. He threw off the grief. Amen. Praise God. And received his miracle working power from the Lord Jesus Christ. Throw it off today. Throw it off today. Jesus said, throw it off today. I'm here today. Glory to God. Cheer up. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. No matter what others say, praise God, you got to break protocol in the season. Amen. Praise God. Not what man say, not what man wants you to do. You got to walk in the things of God and believe and trust him that he's going to do it for you. God bless you, people of God. This is Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. You have been on the air with Apostle Calvin McNeil. This is our Sunday morning service. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I thank God this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. I give him glory this morning. Amen. I'm in a praise mode. I'm in a season. Amen. Praise God. I thank the Lord. Amen. When I woke up this morning, I said 12 years. Amen. Praise God. Standing for God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Not going back, but standing because of his grace and his mercy. Have mercy on me, Lord. Keep your hands upon me that I will serve your people, God, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. It's an honor and a privilege to serve you on today, people of God. Hallelujah. It's an honor and a privilege, amen, that you have joined me this morning. Amen. Praise God. I pray that the blessings of the Lord will overtake you, your home, your family. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I pray this day, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That God will lift you up. Amen. And you will see beyond how they could have heard of Isaiah. You will see beyond, glory to God, the natural, and look through the eyes of faith. Lord, this is what I want. This is where I want to be. This is what you're going to do for me, Lord Jesus. I thank you in advance for what you're going to do. Amen. Praise God. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And I thank God for all of you. Amen. Thor and I, Robbie, to come on this line this morning. Amen. With that being said, amen. Don't forget, on Wednesday mornings and Friday mornings, I will be on the prayer line. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I thank God. Amen. Glory to God. I've been getting testimonies of how people was getting instantly healed from the prayer time in the morning. I thank God because it's the Spirit of the living God that does it. Amen. I'm only a vessel used by God. Amen. Praise God. So I thank God for the healing. I thank God for the debt cancellation. There's many things that are happening on that prayer line. Amen. Praise God. So join me, amen, as me and the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit come on them lines on the mornings, Wednesday and Friday. Amen. Praise God. And glory to God. Don't forget, praise God, on Thursday. Amen. Praise God. True Vine International Ministry will be on with Pastor Ilona Waters. Amen. Praise God. We thank God. Amen for that as well. Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to pray. And if anybody wants to be a blessing, amen, to Reign of Glory Revival Ministry, this is our Sunday morning service. And if you know, you want to know how to give in our Sunday morning service, just call me and you can get in touch with me or even on my Facebook page, or I can give you my number, 302-883-9799. That's 302-883-9799. Amen. To get in touch with me, even if it's about prayer or you want to pray for a loved one. Amen. Praise God. I thank God for you, you, and you. I'm going to pray, people of God. I'm going to pray out. Glory to God. Thank you, everyone. Hallelujah, for celebrating with me on this day. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. We lift you up, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, as we come, God, today, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for mercy, Lord God. We thank you for looking through the eyes of faith, God, even now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you that you have stopped by this morning, Father God, to give us a visitation, Father. But I pray, God, God, for a supernatural visitation from heaven, God, for each and every one of us on this line, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, that even we will know the true meaning and the true purpose for which you have called us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, I thank you, Lord God, for the movement of your spirit, God, on this line this morning. I pray, God, that you would touch right now from the crown of their head, God, to the sole of their feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, that you would send a divine healing to the bodies, the mind, and the spirit, God, in the name of Jesus. God, you know, Father God, what we need on this line this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Father God, that you are moving by your mighty power. You said, ask, seek, and knock. Glory to God. Glory to God. We are asking, we are seeking, and we are knocking at your door today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, that you had mercy upon us today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, I ask that you continue to have your way in the lives of your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We bless you, Father. We give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Let the church say amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. And guess what, people, God? He is an on-time God. Amen. I'll leave you with a song. God bless you all. Happy Sunday. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Yes, he. Oh, 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 oh Yes, he is.